Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom.
Shalom, family of Yah. I do say hallelujah. 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 And always encouraged that great is Yahweh, greatly to be praised in the city of our Yah, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Cause what? Great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised in the city of our Yah, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Welcome to another edition of Blog Talk Radio. This is your host tonight, Teacher Shane. As the first broadcast here in the new tabernacle for the brothers. And we thank Yah, we praise Yah for that. Hallelujah. Glad everything right now is still at functional. I'm using not the mic tonight, I'm going and using the Polycom, the one that Sister Ashley uses. But I pray all is well with my family. I pray that the signal is coming in all right. I don't see the chat a little populated, but hopefully I'm getting a signal and coming through. If whoever's in the chat room, all right, we got a 10. That's good to hear. Good to hear. Good to hear. As great is Yahweh, greatly to be praised in the city of our Yah, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Hallelujah. 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 Well, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Why not start off a broadcast with some praise, with some worship? Not from the outward man, but from the inward man. Pray that our spirit will always be praising, that He will be in the midst of us, singing praises unto our Elohim. Hallelujah. 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 Well, we're gathered here again, saints of the Most High Yah, for another study in the book of Hebrews. We're almost all the way through the book of Hebrews. Been on this journey, started it in, I think, July 2015. Here we are, chapter 12. I don't know if we'll close it out, chapter 12 tonight, but we'll see. And thanks be to our Yah. Thanks be to His Christ. The blood, power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Beautiful word yesterday. I pray that many of us that were hearers of the word will be doers of the word. As it's beautiful to have a heavenly language. It's a language even the Hasatan and the demonic host can't even be partakers of. It's only a tongue that only Yahweh Himself understands. Demonic realm, God of this world, they have no understand what you're saying when you speak in that new tongue, when you speak in that unknown language, unknown to this world, but very known to our Elohim. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We build ourselves up in the most holy faith, speaking in this language. Many will call it gibberish. That's because their life is gibberish. Their mind is gibberish. They think on gibberish. The natural man understandeth not the things that are Yah. So that's why logic and all this other crap must be put into play. Well, I just can't formulate it in my mind. I can't deduct it. It's not naturally possible for this to be. Well, we thank Yah that He is a spirit. And those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And that's of a truth most. Oh, most holy Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last time we was gathered in the book of Hebrews, we was talking about a good old butt whooping. But this butt whooping from Yah, this loving from Yah, is there for our benefit. So we ended off in verse 11. It says, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Yeah, at the present time when you're under chastisement, when you're under rebuke and under reproof, at the time that you're going through, it's doing what it's supposed to do. But if you understand it, it is coming from your Holy Father, that it's from heaven, and that He's doing it in love, you will receive it a whole different way. And it's grievous at the time when you're receiving it. But there is something that seed time and watering is always having a hope for it. It always has a hope for harvest. It says, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. But it says, nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness. I have been a father. I have had children. Have had children in this ministry and have had to reprove, rebuke, chastise, spank some butt, spank, you know, bust that ass, if I can say so. If, per se, you don't get offended. But a lot of the times when, I remember when I was a child and I got a very good, needed ass tearing. And many times I needed my butt whooped. He said, I know that now, in this time, being at the age I am, I know it was for my benefit. I know many a times that butt whooping put me on the right path. Many times when I got that good butt whooping and I was double clutching and, you know, the tears wouldn't stop, and and your parent is sitting there telling you, dry it up, you'll go get some more, and you don't go, trying to choke it down. But I remember many a times after that good butt whooping, went to sleep, and I watched my children, you know, after a good butt whooping that they actually needed, they went to sleep, they had a good peaceful rest, and they woke up a totally different child. And that's the same thing with our Heavenly Father. As we as children, if we submit ourselves unto Him as children and reverence Him as a father. Now no chastening for the present seemed to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. And I thank Yah for His chastisement. I thank, you know, even for my natural chastisement. As many of us, we can look out on the horizon, look out upon, you know, the field of this world, and we see a generation coming up, a generation being raised that's without chastisement. You got a generation that's been put in time out. And been in time out so much they're out of time. And this has been put on them and put on them, and there's been no correction, no judgment. no restructuring. So you got a bunch of wild bucks out there growing up with no structure, with no governing, with no conscience. I remember many times when I had my ass handed to me from a leather strap. My conscience was very awakened. It really defibrillated my thought pattern. I really understood at that time the error that I had done. Now just think, if I had not received that instruction, if I have not received that reproof, if I have not received that chastening, I would not have known what is right and what is wrong. My behavior would not be turned. So we ought to thank Yah that He loves us enough to chastise us. He does not want us to be bastards. But His hope that we yield the peaceable fruits of righteousness, if peradventure you let chastisement have its work in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit. Might not feel good to the flesh, but the Spirit of Yah, it gets down to the deeper parts of our being. That's a worse pain, a worse hurt than having that physical belt, paddle, whatever it was, laid to your butt. And you have that chastening in the spirit. Oh, that is so beautiful. So beautiful. That's why we moved to verse 12. And then after all this, it goes in, wherefore now, lift up the hands which hang down. And no longer you've been corrected. You've been put back in the path of righteousness. You have your eyes opened. You've been entered into life. There's no longer and you need to have your hands down no more. Raise them hands up. That the Most High Yah loves you enough to chastise you, that He receives you as sons and daughters. But we see many that they receive the chastising of man and can't even deal with it. Many fall away. But the Most High says, now that you have received it, and now that you have entered into the peaceful fruits of righteousness, now you can lift up the hands which hang down. When the hands, when you knew you were in transgression, when you knew you were in sin, when you knew you were in iniquity, you could not raise your hands. But now that your feet have been set straight, your path, your crooked path has been made straight, now it's time to lift those hands. And the feeble knees. And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. But let it rather be healed. Chastening will bring about a healing? Ever thought about that? Feeble knees? Because when we are in sin, iniquity, and transgression, we are at a very weak point. We are without strength. We are separated from the Most High God. Death is in the midst. Separation. But now that He's loved you enough to chasten you, to chastise you, to bring you back into His presence, receive the healing. Receive the strength now that is able to give you strength to lift up those hands. And it goes on in verse 14, it says, now follow peace now with all men. What? After the chastening? This is the flow, saints of the Most High God. This is the flow. Many times I recur and rehash and reteach my beloved brothers and sisters, when you read this word before you, don't let the verses be divisions. A lot of this, when we read chapters, it's breaking up thought. But we want to stay in context. We want to stay in realness. We want to stay in the flow of the Spirit of Yah. It says, follow peace with all men. And chastening helps us to follow peace with all men. Now, how many times have we read this in context? Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, bringing it all. Because the church world out there, they had sermons today. They opened up the Bible, read one verse, and that was it. But here we are tonight. We're reading in the fullness of the word, in the fullness of thought, in the wholeness of what the Most High may be wanting to speak to us. And then we'll ensue. Follow peace with all men and holiness. Follow peace, follow holiness with all men. And it says, without which, without peace, without holiness, it says, no man shall see Yahweh. No man shall see the Messiah without peace, without holiness. Even our Master himself, he learned obedience, as we learned and read earlier in Hebrews, by the things which he suffered. He had to be tempted in all points, as we were, yet without sin. We read of the great chastening at the end of his walk, the chastening throughout even his walk, chastening on different levels to perfect love in us, to perfect faith in us. I and the children which Yah has given me. He desires to take us from the fear of bondage, fear of death. Because we, the people of the Most High Yah, we must always have our minds and our hearts and our feet set in the path of life. We must look at everything in the light. No longer in darkness. We're children of the day. And there's no night in the day. There's no darkness in the day. Really look at this word for what it really is. Very simple. It does not take a bunch of logic. It does not take stacks and stacks of lexicons. Stacks and stacks of dictionaries. Many people think that we got to study, we got to study. But how many people study themselves? Study yourself from the light of the word, and let it chasten you. Let the word, as a sharp two-edged sword, do what it's supposed to do. Cut that mess out of you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see Yahweh. Let me flip over here. I got the little note to go to Romans chapter 12. Let's look at that. Romans chapter 12. What's that? 9 through 18. Let's read that. 9 through 18. Follow peace with all men. 12, it says, let love be without dissimulation. That means, in many parts, let your love be constant. Don't let it be higher on one end, lower on another. Don't let it be partial. Let love be without dissimulation. It says, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit. If you're fervent in spirit, there's not going to be slothfulness in business. And I know that's of a truth. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit. Why? Because you're serving the master. We've got to understand that each and every day, especially if we're out there amongst the heathen, on our jobs, out there amongst them. Always keeping your mind and your heart, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. That whatever you're doing it as unto the master. Many times I say, I know in myself, I'm at Walmart and I'm performing a labor and I do receive a paycheck. But I understand that paycheck there is temporary. But there is another paycheck that I am storing up for, that is accruing. There's things even on the job site that I can do daily to store treasures in heaven, to keep my heart in the heavenly places. Even though, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Even though there might be things contrary throughout the day, no matter what, I still got to keep my focus on the Most High. And if I keep my focus on the Most High, then I found even in that chastening of myself, keeping my mind on Him, I can follow peace with all men. I can stay in holiness. I can stay in right standing. And they know it. And a lot of the heathen, the ungodly out there, they hate it. They abhor it. They know it. Deep within themselves, they smile, but they got a dagger in their hand right behind their back. They have that fake smile. Praise Yah. But we, the people of Yah, we always stay encouraged. My cousin Mary, why are you so happy? Why are you so energetic? Why are you always here? Why? Because I'm a servant of Yah. I'm serving the Most High Yah. I'd rather let that be shown than though I might have a Walmart badge hanging on my vest. I have a greater garment that I'm wearing that I know that's going to stay with me eternally. And that Walmart vest and the clothes and whatever I have for this little pilgrimage in this life, it's only temporary. So my mind, as a new creature with new features, my mind must be on the kingdom. My mind, my feet is pointed toward the kingdom. My hands are reaching for the kingdom. And in that, I still follow peace with all men. I think, the Most High Yah through His word for instruction, reproof, admonishing, that chastening keeps me in His life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can be amongst them, but we don't need to be of them. We need to be different. And they know light is shining in darkness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As we continue on, not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the master. And why? Because we rejoice in hope. We're patient in tribulation. And we do continue instant in prayer. Because I find myself in some situations, even at my own job site. But I can thank the Most High Yah that, you know, purposing in my heart. Now, if I find myself stepping out of place, stepping out of grace, I will find a place within that building and even on the floor, and I will start speaking to myself in that unknown tongue. I'll speak to myself in that heavenly language. And sometimes I have to speak to demons there. I have to go off somewhere in the back room and start calling out and claiming my authority, His authority, which is my authority, but I know where the authority comes from. But I must do this because I am a servant of Yah. I am heirs of salvation. He gives me the strength to put these things in order. We are the sons of Yah. And the creation rejoices when the sons of Yah are in control. When the sons of Yah can see the whole air change at work many a times. Because I took the little time to speak Yah's words, to speak His commandments, to speak from His authority, and to put things in proper order in the Spirit. And we all saints, we got to understand we have this power in us. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Not greater is He that is in that Bible. No, He is in us. We're not going to church. We are the church. Different perspective. They can say they're going to church because they live on externally. They live temporary. But our mindset is set on the eternal. So whereas our testimony is saying we are the church, as we have a better understanding, because our Master and our Savior has instructed us. Our Master and our Savior has chastened us. And because He's chastened us, because of His great abundant love He has for us, now we have understanding. Now we have hope. Now we have peace. Even when, even out there in the world, chaos can be going on. But because the people of Yah are in the know, the people of Yah can chastise their own soul because they learn from the one, the first fruits of the Spirit, the one who chastised Himself for us, that we can enter into the same chastening, so we can stay in the same authority and same instruction and in same power, doing it all in power. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Instant. Distributing to the necessity of saints. And you're given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. And weep with them that weep. That same fellowship, that same love. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith Yahweh. Now give place to wrath. Give the one who is righteous and repaying. You got some that trouble you? It's no small thing for the Most High to recompense unto them tribulation. See, that's that peace that we have within ourselves. We don't need to get upset and uproared and all tied up and twisted in a knot for no reason. Because the Most High says, yay, I'm fighting your battles. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith Yahweh. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt reap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but you, saying of the Most High, I overcome evil with good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see Yahweh. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of Yah, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. And if that root of bitterness springs up in you, troubles you, it says that therefore many be defiled. It says, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. These are people without chastening. It's sad that many people are overtaken with bitterness, that they let bitterness chastise them more than the righteous chastening of the Most High God. They'll let offense come in and stripe their backs, break their legs down. But no, Most High Yah bear not instruct me. But they might say, wherein have we resisted the Most High Yah? Well, you resisted through his men, through his vessels, through his ministers that speak his word, that humble themselves enough to let the Spirit of Yah work through them, that hopefully that hand that's reaching out of you will pull you out of the shit and out of the fire. Like me and Deacon were talking earlier, this is this generation that's raising up, they are without chastisement. They were all without instruction. They were without structure. You got no instruction. What kind of structure is on the inside? And you cannot reprove and reach, but you can, oh, God, that might offend them. And then I get all this crap at work. That you got to watch what you say. You probably walk the wrong way. Your footsteps might offend somebody. Are you sneezing? It might offend somebody. See, that is the time we live in now. That is these people that have their teeth set on edge. These people that wait to devour and bite one another. Such an offended time that these people live in. Such a world of offense. Because they receive the word of offense. They receive the chastening of offense. And that's all right with them, that they have comfort in that death. And what else shall they clamor for? They live in the temporal. So let's eat while it's still today. Let us fill our lust up to the rim for tomorrow. We don't know what it will be. People have no hope. They walk around in sorrow. And they speak of sorrow. All their words are words of death. Should not be with the saints of the Most High Yah. Or any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel, for a temporary morsel of meat, nourishment for his flesh, flesh for flesh, and on the marketplace he sold his birthright just by giving in to his carnal hunger and carnal desires, profane Esau? For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance. Well, that is scary. That you went to that depths of satisfying your flesh as you was a hungry. That you would sell eternal things away for temporary carnal. He found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. And again it says, for ye. Notice the correlation? Most Hayah tries to also profoundly speak to us things that, you know, that are temporal. Just in hopes that we can actually see the prophet and the no prophet, prophet of the eternal and the non-prophet of the temporal. I've been hammering on this for a very long while as a teacher, trying, you know, to get, you know, the people of Yah as a defibrillator to really start sharpening your senses. To really stay out of the marketplace of the temporal and start sowing, you know, things to the eternal. You need to start putting your treasures in heavenly places, because the word says no moth, no thief, nothing's going to corrupt it. And if you have that promise, and if you have that Savior promising you that he's watching over you, to that extent that he's avenging you of your enemies, for ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched. You're not coming unto Mount Sinai that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they heard, entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. The word was so pure. The word was so pure, so loud, so with authority, that they could not endure the chastening of the voice. So they wanted to hear the voice of Yah. So he said, okay, sanctify yourselves 3 days, 3 nights. Cleanse yourselves and make yourselves ready. And when they thought they were ready, they professed they were not ready. They professed, all right, Moshe, Yah speaks to you, and then you speak to us. Even in all that, the chastening coming through Moshe, Moses, still was rejected. Again, we are not come unto the mount that might be touched, that burned with fire, nor into blackness and darkness and tempest. And the sound of the trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they heard, entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And it says, and so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. This is the generation we live in that has no fear of Yah, no reverence for nothing, no respect for anything. That voice of Yah was so loud, so pure, so chastening, that it brought about this peace. That was a divine reverence given. But saints, children of Yah, ye are come unto Mount Zion. Hallelujah. And unto the city of the living Yah. The heavenly Jerusalem. And to an innumerable company of angels. Our time and our hour. We are come unto Mount Zion. Why? Why says that most? Why do you say that, Most High? Let us look at something. Psalm 133. Psalm 133. It says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. What is this Mount Zion? Not like the Mount Sinai, which now is, which for a time then served its purpose. But first that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. Hallelujah. We are a spiritual people. We've got to really get that in our heads, in our minds, and in our hearts. We are come unto Mount Zion. And it says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in the city of our God. To dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, the clinging, the cleaving. And it went down to the skirts of his garments. And they talk about as the dew of Hermon. And as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the master commanded the blessing. Even life forevermore. That's why I go back. And see, great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our Yah, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, and it is a beautiful situation. For where it is situated, where the people of Yah's feet are, where the people of Yah are seated. It is beautiful for situation. It is beautiful for how the Most High Yah has structured this and set it in the spirit. Set it in the eternal. That time and disease and corruption cannot touch it. Because it's beautiful for situation. And because it's beautiful in the way it's situated. It's pretty on high. The joy The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. And great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. Where? Lift up hands that hang down. Great is Yahweh, greatly to be praised. But I just got rebuked. Great is Yahweh. I just got reproved. I just got admonished. Great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our... We're in the city? We're come upon Mount Zion? Yes, we are! In the city of our Yah, in the mountain of His holy... Mount Zion, in the mountain of His holiness. Start seeing the city. A city whose builder and maker is Yah. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. So when we come to Shabbat, are we coming to Shabbat? Are we coming to Ben? Are we coming unto that holy city? Are we coming to say, great is Yahweh? Are we sitting down in heavenly places in Christ Jesus to hear His holy words, to be reproved, to be rebuked, to be loved on all levels? But now, if I'm seeking to save my life, I'm going to lose it. But if you lose your life for His sake, oh, look what I found. I found His life. I found His joy. I found the real thing. I found something that is eternal. So I must lay hold of eternal things. The things of this world, I have testimony, and I have witness, and I have experienced that they are not continuing. But what I see in the Most High Yah, His word endured forever. So if that endures forever, I want that word in me. I don't want this life, but I want that eternal life, which is a gift from Yah. But now, I've got to have this. I've got to have mama. I got to have daddy. I got to have son. I got to have daughter. I got to have a burger. I got to have a morsel of meat. I got to have this. I got to have all this terrible shit. And once you get it, are you satisfied? Did you get enough? Did you do like the people of old when the Most High Yah sent quails and defeat and He slew the fattest of them because they were so desirous of the temporal? They despised the chastening of Yahweh even in the wilderness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north? You hear that? Sides of the north? Sides of the north? Uh-oh, that brings me to, what is that? Isaiah 14, verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, the son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Why, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of Yah. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. So, you Hatzatan, you want a place in Zion. I I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And now here we are, living out and see by experience, by testimony, the God of this world, that all he's doing, he wants to be like the Most High Yah, but he is not the Most High Yah. He desires a place in the sides of the north. So, child of Yah, welcome to the war. This is why the God of this world fights so hard against you. It's why the demons, the ones that rebelled with him, fight so hard. Because you have a place prepared for you. They have no place. They've lost their place. Just as Esau lost his place from war, one morsel of meat. And so did Lucifer. He said in his heart, said within himself, one morsel. One morsel. Took one morsel. Back in Revelation, at the end of all, as this is summated, let us read what Revelation 14 has to say. It says, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. Where? Mount Zion. Who was there? The lamb. Who also was there? 144,000. It says, and I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne. Where? Mount Zion. And before the four beasts. Where? Mount Zion. And the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 that were which were redeemed from the earth. Who? Where? Mount Zion. Again, back in Psalm 78. Psalm 78, verse 67. Moreover, he refused the tabernacle of Joseph, and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but he chose the tribe of Judah. The Mount Zion, which he loved. It is evident that our master sprang out of the tribe of Judah. It is evident that our master sprang out of the tribe of Judah. As in Hebrews 7:14. And again, saints of the Most High, over in Obadiah, chapter 1. Verse 17. But it says, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Great is Yahweh, greatly to be praised in the city of our Yah and the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole world is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living Elohim, living Yah, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, messengers, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to Elohim, to Yah, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. And if it wasn't for the chastening of Yahweh, will your spirit be made perfect? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Bless you all, saints. I pray we stay in the land of the living while the rest of the world dives into more death, more deception, more debauchery as they celebrate their carnal holidays. They're getting ready to really, really, really eat much flesh. That's all them holidays are. They think they're giving gifts, steal, kill, and destroy. They're putting up trees, steal, kill, and destroy. Putting up everything that pertains to the temporal. It's amazing. I don't know why they don't keep that tree up year round. No, they got to put it up and it's got to go back down. How temporal it is. They put up their Halloween decoration and take it down. How temporal it is. The only light they're going to see in the holidays is the lights which they hook up to the electric bill, which comes out of the pocket of more money. But old Christmas tree, old solstice shrub, you're not going to last that long in this world. Let's have our minds transformed. Let's have our eyes always on the heavenly city, as though you are, and you are a citizen of Mount Zion, as the word was saying. We have come to Mount Zion. We are citizens. We are inhabitants. We are servants in this city. If I can use such language to help you understand. Well, bless you all, saints. It's been a very encouraging evening, always, from the word of Yah. I always am just amazed how much love he tries to bring to our understanding. And I pray by the help of the Holy Spirit that your understanding was even more enriched and emboldened, that you were edified, that this will be strength for you throughout the week. And one thing about, you know, Strayway Ministries, we feed one another well, and we help one another well. How beautiful it is, you know, for brethren to dwell together in unity. This is the city that we live in, Mount Zion. We learned a little snippet about Mount Zion this evening. So praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, because we win. We win. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Paul, Brother Ugly, again, for posting the scriptures. As always, the word. Thank you all for joining us, supporting us, praying. Keep Brother John Paul in prayer, especially bring him upon your mind. And then start speaking in that heavenly language while he's on your heart and your mind, so we can make supplication and let this great unity that we have one another in this corporate prayer heal him and bring him up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is all for the glory of Yah. And we want to see Yah glorified. No matter what we do, our end result is to see him magnified and glorified. That's what we were created for. So let us, being that creation, perform what we was created to do. Let us not leave our habitation as some angels did. Don't worry about them morsels of meat that the world tries to throw you, that life, temporal life, tries to throw you. Let the Most High Yah be your sustenance. Let him clothe you, house you, put you to bed at night, raise you up in the morning. He is there, and he desires to do such for you. Praise Yah. Praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. 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 I was probably speaking through that trumpet. I don't know if I'm